From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Thursday, February 16th. Coming up, we'll take a deep dive into the governor's State of the State and budget address he delivered yesterday before a joint session of the Illinois General Assembly. That story from Alex Degman is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Education took center stage in the state budget proposed by the governor yesterday. Susie Ahn reports.
Pritzker wants to increase funding for early childhood, K-12, and higher education, particularly for lower-income students. Robin Staines is president of Advance Illinois, an education advocacy group. She says the state made a big investment in higher ed last year, and Pritzker wants to up it again.
And by putting another $100 million into MAP this year, we're really truly putting higher education within reach, if not all students, more and more and more.
Staines says there's a lot to applaud in the budget proposal, but the state is required to add $350 million each year for K-12 schools under the so-called evidence-based funding formula in an effort to reach funding adequacy. While Pritzker intends to make that investment, Staines notes the state's not on pace to hit its funding adequacy goal.
I'm Susie Ahn.
Illinois higher education leaders are reacting favorably to the governor's budget address. The governor proposed a 7% increase in general operating funds for the state's public universities, along with a $100 million increase in the Monetary Award Program, or MAP grant funding. In a statement after the speech, University of Illinois System President Tim Killeen said it would be a, quote, second consecutive year of needed reinvestment in our public colleges and universities, end quote. Killeen notes that 44% of students in the U of I system receive MAP grants. In his own statement, Eastern Illinois University President David Glassman called the governor's budget proposal, quote, a win for Illinois higher education, and the Illinois economy, end quote. The University of Illinois Police Department is reviewing Monday's shooting at Michigan State University to see if changes need to be made to their response plans. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez has more.
U of I police routinely train for active shooter situations. The last course was in August. Patrick Wade is a spokesperson for UIPD. He says plans are in place for all types of emergencies, but they can always learn from other incidents to make students safer.
Our emergency management department will kind of look at what happened and see if there were any strong points in that response, any weak points. What are we doing that is the same or different that maybe could be changed or could be emphasized?
Wade says officers have also stepped up patrols along Green Street and the quad by the Student Center, and he's encouraging community members to report any suspicious activity if they see it. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll have a more in-depth look at the governor's budget proposals and reaction to them. That story from Alex Degman is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has outlined a nearly $50 billion spending plan for the fiscal year that starts this July. It's bolstered by a combination of one-time federal revenue that helps retire stubborn debt, better-than-expected tax receipts, and cash from new funding sources. The governor wants to spend on ideas he says are now financially feasible. Alex Degman takes a look at the proposals and what others in Springfield are saying about them.
Governor Pritzker sounded a positive tone. He says things are going great.
The state of our state is stronger than it has been in decades, and we're getting stronger every day.
The governor's Office of Management and Budget estimates the state will earn $49.9 billion over the next fiscal year from a combination of tax receipts, investment interest, fees, and more. That's roughly $1.5 billion less than the state's taking in this year, in part because the office expects at least a mild recession. And while revenue estimates for the current fiscal year have been revised upward more than once, budgeteers are not planning for that next year. Still, the governor is outlining new spending priorities in his $49.6 billion budget because he says the state has paid off much of its longstanding debt.
As of fiscal year 2023, all of our state's short-term and medium-term liabilities will have been eliminated. All of it.
Pritzker is referring to things like the longstanding bill backlog, unemployment insurance trust fund debt accrued during the COVID-19 pandemic, and delayed provider payments. State pensions are considered long-term liabilities and are not included in that debt payoff, although the governor's office notes they're slowly becoming healthier. Pritzker's key announcement was that he wants to spend $250 million next year to launch Smart Start Illinois, offering free preschool to 3- and 4-year-olds.
Smart Start Pre-K will provide new center-based and school-based classrooms, improve quality across the board, attract new professionals to the field, and ensure that we reach our most vulnerable. In the first year alone, 5,000 more seats will be available for children across the state.
But Pritzker is quick to point out you need staff, too, if you plan to add that many seats. Smart Start would expand a program to help people start early childhood education careers, noting the current teacher shortage. It would double the amount of money allocated to build new facilities in areas where there's limited access to preschool. And money could also be used to fix existing buildings and to expand early intervention services for children and their families before they get to pre-K. Pritzker also wants a path for low to middle income students to get free community college if they apply for a grant from the Monetary Award Program, otherwise known as a MAP grant.
With a $100 million increase in MAP, we can make history. Together with Pell Grants, virtually everyone at or below median income in Illinois can go to community college tuition free. That means higher wages and better jobs in healthcare and IT, construction management, manufacturing, accounting, and much, much more.
Pritzker also highlighted public safety and mental health efforts, noting there's money to continue hiring more Illinois State Police troopers and millions for a first-of-its-kind online resource portal for families seeking behavioral health care. The governor's Office of Management and Budget predicts personal income tax receipts will grow next year by a little more than 3%, but corporate taxes will decline, remain roughly flat, and sales taxes will stay flat or increase slightly. But it's just one budget estimate out of several that are used throughout negotiations. Both the House and Senate Republicans will be out with their own estimates, and House Minority Leader Tony McCombie questioned why new programs are being considered when revenue projections for next year are down by nearly $1.5 billion. It's not that she's against the program's idea, she said, but spending like this without structural reforms won't work.
We want programs that are going to help our most vulnerable as well. Our kids, our families, our disabled, our mental health issues that we have here in Illinois. However, there is no sustainable funding source for this.
Senate Minority Leader John Curran, in a brief statement to reporters, said the governor's spending plan is more of the same. He pointed to Democratic Comptroller Susana Mendoza's concerns about new programs that require permanent funding.
We must heed the warning of the comptroller, especially at a time we're likely headed towards a recession. We must stop the majority party from spending us into a tax increase.
Though earlier this week, Governor Pritzker noted that Mendoza is in favor of some new spending, like increases to MAP grants. The Democratic caucuses in the House and Senate will come up with their own plans, too, over the coming weeks and months. Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford said Pritzker sounded the right tone.
He acknowledged poverty and the impacts that it has on everyone's life. He mentioned homelessness. He talked about behavioral health and mental health challenges. All of those things that we are afraid to address that have been stigmas, mainly in the Black community. And I applaud his efforts for that. And I believe that this is an excellent start in those spaces.
In a statement, House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch called the state's financial progress remarkable and called the governor's outline a good starting point for legislative negotiations. Democratic State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth, the House Democrats' chief budget negotiator, agreed and said the real work is about to start.
At the start of next week, we'll begin hearing from different agencies, Illinois Department of Labor, GOMB, COGFA, and others, because we will begin the process of deciding upon a revenue number.
While Pritzker was focused mainly on his spending plan, there were national issues he wanted to continue addressing. He tried to tie his spending priorities to ongoing national conversations about critical race theory, book bans, and LGBTQ education, among other things. He's regularly inserted himself into these conversations, which led to chatter that he would run for president next year, and there was no presidential talk this time. But Pritzker did say he's pushing for some of these new initiatives in part because Illinois is a beacon in the Midwest for these progressive values.
I've laid out a budget agenda that does everything possible to invest in the education of our children. Yet it's all meaningless if we become a nation that bans books from school libraries about racism suffered by Roberto Clemente and Hank Aaron, and tells kids that they can't talk about being gay.
Lawmakers have until the end of the day, May 31st, to pass a budget before it requires a three-fifths vote instead of a simple majority. Democrats have more than a three-fifths majority in both chambers, but Republicans have said emphatically that they want to be included. They'll spend much of the next 3 months trying to figure it out. The new fiscal year starts July 1st. I'm Alex Degman.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be cloudy today with scattered showers and a high of 44 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Susie Ahn, Luis Velasquez, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.